RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thursday morning, welcome aboard. Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Fantastic news for you. You do not need to touch the radio dial for the remainder of the day. Awad, Grant, and Danny, of course. But then tonight, Thursday night football, and it's a good one. The Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles are going to decide who's the beast in the NFC East, who's got the front position coming down the stretch here in terms of hosting a playoff game and winning the division. We've had, you know, recent significant divisional games in Philly. They've always kind of been in the bad years, though. Washington, of course, Alex Smith won up there. That was a joke of a game. You remember when the Eagles put in Nate Sudfeld late. And, you know, we Kirk Cousins clinched one up there. But none of those have been as big as this one's going to be tonight. You've got two teams, both with 7 wins, both looking to create something special here as we come down the stretch of the season. We'll break it down for you. We'll give you the prediction. We'll get you ready. We'll talk college football as well. We'll talk VCU basketball, of course, as well. And we'll check in with VCU coach Beth O'Boyle and Mike Elperim. They're getting ready for the Support Her women's basketball game tomorrow night out there at the Siegel Center. But you know where we need to start. And that's Lincoln Financial Field. Tonight's game, the Eagles and the Commanders, it'll kick off at 8:15. It's on TV on Amazon Prime. Al Michaels finally getting himself a game worth calling after slogging through the Amazon jungle over the last few years. Matchups to watch tonight. I think the presumed return of Brian Robinson is one of the big storylines here, no question, for Washington. They missed him in the two losses to the Steelers and the Ravens. He did not play in those games. He's been a difference maker. He's been their Saquon in a lot of ways, a guy who can set you up in second and short, third and short. What makes me nervous is this is a team, Commanders team, that's been prone to a lot of penalties, and that's certainly been the case over the last few games. Jaden Daniels had been great early in the season at rescuing them on third downs. You can't put him in that spot forever. You can't ask him to keep doing that. And I think you're seeing the effects of that here over the last couple of weeks where, you know, after a while, you pin him deep, and especially with Jaden's ribs, you know, being injured and him not running as much, it becomes a lot easier to contain the quarterback, a lot easier to force him into bad situations. So I think the return of Brian Robinson is a big deal for the Washington Commanders. I think it's the sort of thing you need to win a game like this. I don't love that he got hurt. I love that you're getting fresh Brian Robinson on a Thursday game when a lot of guys are going to be worn down. Now, the Eagles defense may not be worn down. They didn't do much heavy lifting against the Cowboys last week, so that's an unfortunate angle in all this. But I do think Brian Robinson has a chance to be a difference maker tonight, has a chance to lift these guys to victory. And we'll get to the predictions. I think you have to pick Philly just on the talent level alone, but on the intangibles, I really do like these guys. I like the way they're coached. I like the way they play. I like the way Jaden Daniels finishes games, right? When it's on the line, when they need a play, Jaden Daniels has made that play time and time again. I think that's been one of the things I've been most impressed by this season. Their third and fourth down conversion rate, their late in games play, the way they get better as the game goes on. Another thing that's been very impressive throughout this Commanders season. They get better as games go on. They learn, they adapt. And, you know, there's some coaches who aren't doing that and who aren't able to do that. There's some NFL coaches that aren't doing that, too. It's a rare skill. I think it's the coaching staff, but I really do think it's number five as well. I think Jaden Daniels is very capable of taking this team and putting them on his back if he needs to. I would love to see him do a little bit more running tonight. We talk about, right, because we had so many conversations early in the year, that Jaden Daniels was running the ball too much, and he was, and it needed to be addressed. He has not run as much the last few weeks. Is it the ribs? Is it a change in style as we try to, you know, as everybody tries to look towards the playoffs? It's possible. Possible that it's either of those things for sure. I think also, though, it's about picking the spots. And this is the spot. You know, it wasn't against the Steelers. That defense was really good and pinned him in. This is a defense that is not going to be able to pin him in as well. I think there will be running lanes and running opportunities tonight. And especially, you talk about setting things up long term, right? Cliff Kingsbury has been so good at that this year, setting up plays over a sequence of drives or games or whatever. If he's done anything deliberately in the past few weeks, it sure feels like he's working to set up a big rushing night for Jaden Daniels. If the Eagles ignore that and don't respect him early, I would expect him to do that. If he doesn't, I'm going to start worrying about that injury for sure and whether that's going to linger the rest of the year. If he does, you combine that with some Brian Robinson, I think they have the ability to win a low possession game tonight. A few other keys as well. I haven't gotten to the receivers yet. The receiver is undoubtedly an important part of this game for the Washington Commanders. I start with Terry McLaurin. He has had big games against the Eagles. Darius Slay, he's come to play against Slay. Now, the Eagles may mix it up tonight. Of course, they went and retooled their secondary in the draft. We'll see what the matchups are. But Terry McLaurin has feasted on these guys in recent years. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he does that again tonight. He's only going to be able to do that tonight, though, if he gets help from the guys behind him. Noah Brown had drops last week. I think Noah Brown's probably been, you know, one of the better offseason additions in terms of what he's been able to do for the whole receiving corps, top to bottom, but certainly for Terry McLaurin to free him up. That only works as long as he's catching passes. Behind Noah Brown, you've got Luke McCaffrey. I don't want to be misunderstood here, right? So I don't want to say Luke McCaffrey's had a disappointing season, because he hasn't. He's a rookie. He got picked late in the draft. When you get picked late in the draft as a rookie, there's no expectations for year one. I think he flashed a little bit in training camp and in those preseason games, and so people were hoping for maybe a little more than they've gotten out of Luke McCaffrey. All that said, he's a dynamic playmaker who his college tape speaks for itself. He's very knowledgeable about football. Would be great to see him get a couple in key situations here, especially given that Jahan Dotson's going to be standing on the other sideline, right? It's not personal, but it's a little bit personal. Yeah, sometimes it feels nice to be petty. And then you got Olamide Zaccheaus, and he needs to turn it around tonight, too, at the wide receiver position. Olamide Zaccheaus, a key to this game, you know, clean punt returns, clean catches. It was such a weird thing last week. It makes you wonder, was something going on? an injury, a sickness, a distraction, a something. I would expect him to be back to form tonight as well. I certainly don't get the sense he's a guy we're going to need to worry about week to week. But it's a chance for him to bounce back to prove that tonight, which would be an important showing for Alameda Zacchaeus. Offensive line. This offensive line has been so good this year. You throw in how bad the Chicago Bears offensive line has been, which I think is absolutely part of this story. The Chicago Bears offensive line has been, you know, really atrocious for Caleb Williams, and it has held him back. I think the coaching has to a large degree as well. Jaden Daniels unquestionably stepped into the better situation in terms of being protected here in his rookie season, and yeah, I don't know that that was a given. This was a bad offensive line last year. The retooling Adam Peters did has really paid off. I think that starts with Tyler Biadasz. I don't love that Biadasz, you know, missed a little bit of the game last week. Obviously, those guys are tough. They play through a lot of things. Still something that's going to be pretty important to monitor and to look at as the game goes on, because Biadasz has set the tone for this offensive line, and that includes the tight ends and the running backs and everybody else who's helped block. So I think that's it offensively for the Commanders. Defensively, you're dealing with Saquon Barkley, right? Johnny Newton, tough end of the game last week. Time for him to strap him up and get right back in the wing side of the ledger this week. Same for Daron Payne. That's a guy who's done a great job bottling up running backs in his time in the NFL. Certainly time to call on him to have a big game tonight. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he does have one. And then Jalen Hurts, he's a bit of a wild card. We'll see. See if these linebackers, see if Dante Fowler can get to him, get him down early, set the tone, turn the crowd against these guys, right? Crowd in Philly is always a storyline. Work to turn the crowd against the Eagles rather than giving them that early momentum. And then these guys have been so good in situational football, right? End of the first half, managing the clock, getting an extra possession, making the most out of that extra possession. Those are the little things that help you win big-time football games. I said on Tuesday there are two ways to perceive the Washington Commanders right now. Way number one is the Washington Commanders are a really, really good football team that has let one slip out of their grasp against Pittsburgh and, you know, got out-dueled by Lamar Jackson, but deserve to be in the top 8 or 9 rankings of all NFL teams, right? Jaden Daniels is that good. The coaching staff has been that good. And this is a legit team. This is a powerhouse team that deserves to be respected as such. The other way to view the Washington Commanders, this is a team that's beaten some bad football teams, hasn't been able to do that against good teams, and is maybe a little bit of smoke and mirrors at 7-3. I'm not always a bright side guy. I am of the first opinion here. I really do believe that Jaden Daniels is the real deal. As long as he stays healthy, as long as they continue to develop him, I believe that what Adam Peters has done to this roster has allowed them to play well. And I dismiss the critique they've only beaten bad teams, namely because they've crushed those teams. And in the NFL, there's no such thing as just a team that can't win in any given week, right? Everybody's got two wins on the board in the NFL this year. All those teams, even the ones the Commanders beat, that Arizona win has held up very nicely. I think the Cincinnati win continues to age well. We'll talk about that when we get into this week's NFL games. I think this is a real deal team. I also know it's only as far as you can prove it, and certainly tonight is a big night, a big opportunity to prove it in primetime. You'll hear it right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Starts at the pregame show, kickoff at 8:15, and of course we'll have full coverage all day long, AWOD Radio, and Grant and Danny as well. My pick, I like anytime it's a toss-up game, and I really think this is a toss-up game. I like home field. I like momentum. I like roster talent. That's leaning me towards the Eagles right now. The potential to get 3.5, you know, I might try to split the uprights on this and say the Eagles win, but the Commanders cover. I wouldn't put a bet down on the Eagles. It's way too uncertain of a game for that. Same last week against the Steelers, right? Way too uncertain to lay points like that either way. So I like the Commanders on the spread. I really do think it'll be a tight game. You got the Eagles are a team that is built and wired to win the Super Bowl this year. The Commanders are a team that is still building and will be wired to win Super Bowls, I believe, starting next year, next season. The Texans analogy is funny because everything's falling apart in Houston. Maybe we'll get to that as the show goes on. I think a little bit of that is funny. A little bit of that is true. And a little bit of that is, of course, overreaction, as always. But that's Bobby Slowick there, part of the famous Shanahan-McVay coaching tree from back here in Washington. All right, we'll step aside. We'll take a break. Lots more show to come. We're going to talk to VCU women's basketball coach and a player ahead of the Support Her game tomorrow night at the Siegel Center. Make sure you get out to that. But mainly, we're counting you down to kickoff. It's Washington Commanders game day. You're listening to Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. It's a little Thursday fun with our guy, Gary Hess. The Thursday fun denotes Saturday fun, so the whole thing's kind of skewed anyway.
Yeah, it's a weird week, isn't it? Yeah, but here's the thing. It's well established that I'm pro Friday fun.
Yes.
But I'm pro Thursday fun and Saturday fun as well.
Well, here's what I know. We're in the lame duck period. It's after the election. So you can let your true beliefs out now. Like, now's when they go, like, vote for all the things that they're scared to vote on when people forget in 4 years. Whatever hot takes you got, now's the time to unleash them.
That is so very true. So very true. Here's my hot take. As much as I love my friends in Blacksburg, nobody wants to preempt high school football for Virginia Tech basketball.
Wouldn't do it.
In November, but that's where we are.
Yeah, it's we had VCU last week as well, so this is the weird overlap season. I've given my hot take a million times. College basketball should start on January 1st and should end in May. What everybody says to me is, but what about March Madness? It's the same event. You just play it in a different month that also starts with an M. I think it works. I think it still works.
I would endorse your proposal with one caveat. I think it'd be okay to have some of these tournaments in the Bahamas and in Hawaii the week between Christmas and New Year's leading into opening day.
I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
That'd be a nice addition to Bowl Week.
It's like you got Bowl Week and you got your preseason extravaganza with the Maui Invitational and the, what's the one in the Bahamas? Battle for Atlantis.
Yeah.
You have a couple of those every year, and then January 1st, boom, you kick it in.
That's smart, too. I do think, since we're all the way down the rabbit hole, I think bowl season is going to lose some juice now that we have the 12-team playoff.
Bowl season is going to lose more juice. And what what's the problem is that, opt-outs are going to become the norm. It started with Fournette and Christian McCaffrey, really, and then it's been a tidal wave since then, unless you're in the playoff.
And those guys sat out to get to the NFL. You're going to have guys start sitting out to get to their next school.
Yeah, to get to the end of, because they're going to go ahead and get in the portal.
Because they want to get in the portal early and get their jump start on the portal.
Right. And so, and that's the thing. Really, the portal shouldn't open until after the championship game, but then the second semester's already started and transferring schools becomes an issue.
We will have at some point a kid who plays for two teams in the same year. I'm just calling it. At some point, this is going to happen.
Right.
Where a kid switches schools mid-years and sues whatever, gets to play at both schools.
Here's what I would like to see. First of all, we need to stop calling it NIL because it's not NIL.
No.
This is pay for play.
Yeah.
NIL is about, being able to do a commercial for a car dealership and make a few bucks.
Yep.
And I was in favor of that. I wasn't necessarily in favor of pay-for-play, but if we're going to have it, schools need to be able to sign kids to multi-year deals.
Absolutely. Contracts exist in all major sports.
Right. And if you can say, hey, we're going to pay you this, but we want a 2-year commitment or a 3-year commitment.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. And and that way you have a little bit of stability in your program.
Absolutely. That makes just total sense to me, so obviously it will never happen.
Right.
Gary Hess is going to crown a state champ on Saturday, which makes this an extra special game of the week.
Yeah, so we will be heading to Riverbend High School in Fredericksburg, which I've never been to Riverbend High School, but...
Do you keep an outside the region list? Because we were talking about how there's two schools in the region. You almost got out west this year, but you didn't. do you keep an outside the region list of places you've called games, or is that just...
I don't keep a list, but it's like people bring up schools, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I did a game of, you know, like somebody was talking about North Stafford High School. Okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, North Stafford. They played Meadowbrook in the 2004 state championship game. And we did a North Stafford game once at Highland Springs.
Love it.
And so that kind of stuff, that comes to mind. And then, like, you know, and we've talked about my son being at Christopher Newport, and Linda just looks at me and rolls her eyes every time we say it. We drive down Warwick Boulevard like we're getting ready to turn into campus, and we pass Todd Stadium right there on Warwick Boulevard, which is a quarter of a mile off the edge of the CNU campus.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll look over there and laugh. And Linda's like, what's so funny? I was like, yeah, I did the 1997 state semifinal in there.
You never forget that stuff.
And so Patrick Henry, and that was Ronald Curry's senior year, who was, you know, the most decorated high school player ever to play in Virginia. So it was, the things you remember.
Yeah.
That's the kind of things. In terms of, like, a list of schools outside the region, no. But, you know, some of them run together, but it's like you see... I think about, you know, games I've called and I remember when, so I'll throw out an NFL name, Percy Harvin. When Percy Harvin was a sophomore at Lansdowne High School, we did the state semifinal between Lansdowne and Byrd at L.C. Byrd High School. And, you know, you see kids when they're sophomores in high school, and sometimes you can go, yeah, he's going to be a big deal. And that's what we saw with Percy Harvin that day.
Now we're in a Super Bowl ring.
Right, exactly. So that's my perspective. I do keep a list on the local schools, but not, I don't, you know, there's 300 and some schools.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a
lot going on there.
There's a lot. But I don't think I've ever even been to Riverbend High School. I know it's off the Route 3 exit of somewhere there in Fredericksburg.
There will be traffic. Leave early.
We are going to find out, and we will be on the air 12:30 on Saturday. Benedictine against St. Michael the Archangel rematch from August. So, you know, I hear teams are completely different teams in November than they were in August.
I hear it's hard to beat the same team twice in a season.
Yeah, and all other appropriate cliches. So, I think it was 41-32 that time. I think this is going to be great theater.
Yeah.
And shout out to Greg Lilly, going for one for the thumb. This would be his fifth state championship at Benedictine.
That's incredible. So, very, very nice program they run out there.
Yep. That'll be fun, and we're very excited. You know, our forays into the private school part of, you know, a lot of times they play during the day or they play on Saturdays, and that doesn't kind of fall into our ability wheelhouse. But thanks to the Hokies bye week.
Thanks, Hokies.
Thanks to the Hokies bye week.
And the Hokies basketball.
Right, and Hokies basketball Friday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a spirited debate on what game we would have done if we could have broadcasted Friday night, which we can't. Tech basketball on here and on our sister station, UVA basketball. And they're playing in the same arena. It's a doubleheader in Baltimore.
Yes.
And so, yes, we got locked out, which is just as well because I'll be at CNU on Friday night for the season finale.
That arena in Baltimore makes the Richmond Coliseum look like...
Oh, is that the old Baltimore arena?
Yes, and it's still there, and they haven't touched it a bit. It's wild.
So that's where the Baltimore Bullets played?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Before they were the Capitol Bullets, before they were the Washington Bullets, before they were the Washington Wizards.
Oh, yeah. And then for a second, it was Royal Farm Stadium, and I thought, ooh, I covered a CAA tournament there. It's like, ooh, Royal Farm Stadium, I get some fried chicken at least. But they didn't have fried chicken, Gary. They didn't have the fried chicken. And now it's Sun Bank. You know, Sun Bank owns it now.
You know who turned me on to Royal Farms Fried Chicken? My son, my 21-year-old. He's like, his fraternity were going to a retreat somewhere on the Eastern Shore. He goes, we stopped at Royal Farms. Dad, that fried chicken is so good. So naturally, I had to try it, and he was right.
Yeah, they're building them in Richmond now. So
yes.
Maybe too easy of an access to fried chicken now. I'm going to take down a cheesesteak this weekend.
Heading to the city of brotherly love.
And brotherly love, yeah.
The city of brotherly love and the home of the brotherly shove.
They don't tush push as much anymore without Jason Kelsey, though.
No, they don't.
I think Jason Kelsey was the secret weapon.
We are learning
the tush push.
That the key to the tush push was the center.
I think it was.
Yes.
He's been good on TV, too. I've enjoyed him the times I've seen him.
You know, we don't see enough of Jason Kelsey.
The Kelsey brothers as a whole, very, very, very underexposed to society.
And I got to tell you, Kylie's coming along for the ride, too.
Oh, yeah. No, she's getting, I mean,
she's getting her 15 minutes.
She's the most famous former field hockey player in America. I feel fairly confident saying without really diving down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't really, I'm not able to refute that, nor do I care to try. You know, and even if there's someone more famous, she's in the conversation. So anyway,
it's the MP Name a Field Hockey Player Challenge. And, many great prizes just sitting on the shelves waiting to fly off.
Exactly.
We watched it during the Olympics. They played on the Smurf turf. You know, they do the blue.
I saw that.
They do the blue turf. That was. Yeah.
Now, who knew that the Olympics were in Europe, but the field hockey was played in Boise?
I think Boise's influence permeates nationally with
Have you ever
on.
Seen the red turf?
Is that Eastern Washington?
Eastern Washington.
Eastern Washington, yeah.
Richmond played a playoff game out there a few years ago.
And we're seeing NBA teams now do the funky courts for their in-season, and you know Oregon's got their thing. So it's
Oregon's
spreading.
Had its thing, and then there's one of the holiday tournaments. It's either the Bahamas or the Virgin Island, one of those down there, plays on a really crazy-looking court.
Somebody a long time ago who is in a very important position, like not just like a crackpot yelling at me on the sidewalk,
right,
said, you know, in the artificial turf football fields, they said in the next 10 years, we're going to have a little LED light at the end of every fake blade of grass, and we'll be able to put the yellow line on the field. It won't be digitally imposed. Now, this was a long time ago. They've missed the window for sure. They're still using the chain gangs. They're definitely not making any technological progress in that element of the
game. Didn't they mess with that during the preseason, NFL?
Yeah. But I was always intrigued by what if the football field could truly, if it become a television, that's insane and probably not good because, you know, somebody will use that power for evil. For
yes.
Sure.
There's always power for evil. So,
do you want to offer anything in the way of Eagles Commanders analysis or prediction here? Because I think the excitement is building here.
I think the excitement is building. I think it's a great test for the Commanders. Let me say this: I think they're going to lose tonight.
Same.
And I think that doesn't do anything to diminish the prospect of this Commanders team.
Same. We see eye to eye on this one.
And so, you know, losing at Philadelphia, you know, I don't think there's any shame in that because the Eagles are very good. I mean,
Saquon, man.
Saquon, what a difference maker he is. I mean, he's just, it's like, you know, you're sitting there looking at what you have and you got these two receivers and you got Jalen Hurts and all these other pieces. Hey, let's go get Saquon Barkley. How's that sound?
I'm calling it now, though. They're going to crush the Cowboys. Like, it'd be, oh, you know, if they're on a two-game losing streak and, oh, or the wheels. No, they're going to crush the Cowboys. Cowboys have phoned it in.
No, it's crushing the Cowboys is no great accomplishment at this point.
No, but it'll still feel good.
Yeah.
I've used up my minutes here with Gary Hess. They're not rollover minutes, so we got to use them or lose them. But Saturday, 12:30. Benedictine High School going for the state championship right here.
Yep, against St. Michael the Archangel, the Warriors.
Have a great call.
Thank you. Have a great trip.
Absolutely. He's Gary Hess, folks. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Game day.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thursday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Of course, wrapping up VCU basketball. Nice win last night. They took care of Merrimack 63-42. They'll wait for the rest of the A-10 to pick up the action. Richmond now 1-2, lost to Charlotte last night on the road after losing to Marist. But for VCU, right, the positives, Philip Russell, man, he has just joined this lineup. He's awesome. He was born to be a Ram. Even though Max Schulga was 0-5, I love Max Schulga. Bright, you know, the way he transformed his game is awesome. And, of course, Joe Bam playing at the basket, that spin move dunk, highlight play. Great moment for Joe Bamisil last night. Love Brandon Jennings, too. His defense, his hustle, his motor is so good, especially for a freshman. I don't think the offense is coming this year, just to be perfectly honest about it. I don't think it needs to. I think there's enough other offensive generation on this team. Concerns, Christian Furman a concern for sure. Got to hit those baskets inside, make them respect that. That's going to be a key thing for the Rams this year. You know, if Furman's making baskets inside, he's going to draw defensive attention, which will help lift the whole offense. If he's not hitting, teams are going to slack off of him, make him prove it first. That's a concern for VCU, but 3-0, that nice win over Boston College, rolling towards Charleston next weekend, which is going to be a lot of fun, getting ready for a big weekend. 3 games, 4 days. All of them should be against top shelf, top tier competition. Real chance for them to prove themselves. And we had Robbie Robinson on yesterday. He said, I think a lot of people bought stock in this team after the Boston College game. I think the stock price is going to fluctuate in Charleston. We'll see if it goes up or goes down. But if they can get some wins down there, I think they'll be on the national radar for sure. We had Gary Hessen, hour number one, doing Friday Fun on Thursday, because everything's a little mixed up these days. I meant to mention, but didn't, this Hayfield lawsuit. Hayfield's a high school up in Northern Virginia, and the VHSL has banned them from the playoffs on the grounds that, yeah, so that the actual allegations are sealed. Inside Nova's reporting that essentially they were recruiting kids from other schools to come play to assemble a super team. They have sued. Hayfield High School has sued to get into the tournament. The judge is going to rule on that before Friday. I can't imagine the judge will allow them back into the tournament, but if they do, they would have to put the state high school football tournament on hold in Northern Virginia for a week while they sort out that lawsuit. So potential for chaos there. That's a wild story. We'll keep our eye on that one for sure. And then I said I'd mention this lawsuit situation, not the lawsuit situation, the Congress situation with the commanders. Steve Daines, he's a senator from Montana who's holding up the RFK process. He gave a big long speech on the House floor yesterday, 12 minutes long, about, or on the Senate floor yesterday, about how the disrespect for the Redskins logo and heritage and how he can't sign off on giving them this federal land to build a stadium. Look, this is why you can't count on Congress to do things. And this was, Josh Harris knew this coming out of the gate, right? That they need Congress and the House has done it, but they need the Senate to send them the land to build at RFK, which would be good for everybody. Good for football fans, good for the community, good for the city of Washington, D.C., which is still trying to rebuild downtown post-pandemic, good for, just D.C. as a whole to have a space in the, there to have big events. And we can talk about the tax money later. That'll be a thing, obviously, but it's not controversial. But of course, if somebody makes it controversial, it stalls and it slows. It's the same thing we say with the NCAA, right? The NCAA, Congress will fix NIL rates. Well, no, they won't. They're Congress. Come on now. Congress, if you're trusting Congress to take care of your business, you're in for a letdown. And so you've got three senators, I guess, who are potentially standing in the way. The Montana guy who wants the Redskins' name restored or honored or whatever it is he wants. And by the way, it's not coming back. Nobody's going to bring the name back just to appease one senator from Montana. Honored, sure. Put up plaques, sell shirts, whatever you need to do to get this guy to go away. That's fine. I think everybody supports that. I think he doesn't realize how much people are ready to move on from this and get a football stadium that they're proud of. So there's, that would be part one here. To the Maryland senators who might block this to give FedEx Field a leg up, and I certainly hope they don't do that, but that's how politics works. At any rate, you can't count on the Senate to deliver for you, and we learned that again yesterday. Overall, a discouraging day for the RFK stadium bill, but certainly not dead yet, not over yet. Something we'll be watching in the days to come. We're in Philly tonight for Commanders Eagles. So many great memories in Philly. So Grant and Danny will be on this evening, 3 to 6. They'll get you ready for the game, of course, as they always do. Grant and I, Grant is, and he says this on his radio show, so I'm not throwing him under the bus or anything. Grant is a picky eater. He's kind of he's a chicken fingers and fries kind of guy. Go get wings, go get a steak, whatever it is. He's a very, very simple man, simple taste in food. So we're in Philly. I like eating adventurously. So we've got a recommendation. This is 10, 12 years ago. We've got a recommendation to go to this Italian place. Like, hey, it looks like it's mob run. It's really good. We're both in for mob run. Like, we both love a bit. So we sit down at this restaurant, which is like in a house in a neighborhood in downtown Philadelphia. All right, we're where we need to be. This is a good spot. And the waiter comes around and he looks like he's part of a crime syndicate. Yes, we're in the perfect spot here. Hands us the menu. It's like, they typed it out that morning in Microsoft Word and printed it. I order, Grant orders, and he says, I'll have the lasagna. And the waiter goes, no, you don't want the lasagna. You'll have, and then he tells Grant what he's going to have. And Grant, picky eater, is like, well, no, actually, I want the lasagna. And the guy goes, nah, you don't want the lasagna. You're going to have, he tells Grant what he's going to have. And then he walks it off, places the order for us. Where we're sitting there like, oh, is that kind of place? Grant didn't get the lasagna that day. It was delicious. It was a fantastic meal. We never did get the lasagna. They came, they bring around the bill. It's just, they like wrote a number on a piece of paper. We say, hey, we're expensing this for work. We're going to need more than this. And so he comes back with, you ride a taxi. This is a dated reference for Hazel and the young people. It used to be you rode taxis before Ubers, and they just give you the receipt, and then you'd fill it out. It's kind of an honor system thing later. They gave us the honor system receipt at the Italian restaurant. I will dig it up. We'll give Philly restaurant recommendations. I don't know if it's still there or not. No dinner for me there tonight. Be over at Lincoln Financial Field getting ready for a pretty exciting football game. It's the Commanders and the Eagles. You'll hear it right here, of course, on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You heard my prediction. I like the idea of getting points, but I do think the Eagles are probably the favorites to win. I truly think this is a game that could go either way. I think in the two dueling narratives of the Commanders season, we're going to find out, are they
maybe not what we thought they were, and they've beaten good, you know, beaten lousy teams, or they're a really good team that just hasn't, you know, crossed that hump of getting an elite team. And I think even if they lose to Philly tonight, we could still file them in that category. And I think we will. I think they are a legit football team. But tonight's the night to prove it on the short week, on the road in a hostile environment. Love that they've got B-Rob back. But a lot of factors here, a lot to be wary about. It's a nerve-wracking, waiting all day for Thursday night kind of football game here. We'll keep you busy all day. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. We'll make a little more time for basketball on the other side, coming off of the nice VCU men's win last night. VCU women play tomorrow night at the Siegel Center. It's the Support Her game. We'll chat with VCU coach Beth O'Boyle and senior player Mikel Parham. We'll chat with them about everything. Everything VCU women's basketball related, and great opportunity to get out there and support women's basketball tomorrow night. That's on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Game day for the Washington Commanders. Tomorrow night, though, is game night for the VCU women's basketball team. It's the Support Her game over at the Siegel Center. They did this last year. Got 7,000 people out there to watch women's basketball. It's a great time. If you don't have plans for tomorrow night, you need to be out there. The Support Her game, VCU women's basketball against Temple tomorrow night at the Siegel Center. And we are thrilled to be joined by senior Mikel Parham from the VCU women's basketball team and VCU women's basketball coach Beth O'Boyle to get us ready for tomorrow night. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. We're really excited to talk about it. It's going to be a great night on Friday.
Absolutely. And Mikel, I'll start with you. Just what did it mean to have that game last year? And kind of talk about the excitement around having such a big crowd out to watch your team.
That game meant so much to me. When I talk about it and reflect on it, I tell a lot of people it's probably the highlight of my career. It was just so cool to see the Richmond community come together and support women's sports, women's basketball a little bit more specifically in that way. And just seeing the excitement on my teammates' faces and being in that moment with them last season, I'm really excited to recreate that and even improve it for this upcoming week.
That's awesome. And Coach, you guys 2-0, obviously. Great start to this. And I know it'll be a fun game welcoming Temple. That's you know, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Temple obviously had a great season last year and, you know, pretty much back with a really good group. So we know it's going to be, you know, a high pace, high energy game. And we're excited to do it in front of lots of fans. And just like Mikel said, I think it brings out the best of VCU. You know, and we can really get out there and support and celebrate all the women in the community and all the things that our women's basketball players have done and, you know, women's athletics in general. But, yeah, the game itself is going to be a great one.
Absolutely. And you guys went through this last year, had a great crowd last year. I know this is a women's basketball night, but for all women's sports, it seems that, you know, VCU has really put an emphasis on bringing fans out and supporting women's sports across the board.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's one of the things that you just look about, you know, what's going on in the country right now. And there is such excitement around women's sports, you know, 100,000 fans at a volleyball game last year in Nebraska. Then you look at the Olympics and the WNBA. I think we're all seeing, one, just how great the game is, especially in basketball. And then, you know, what are all of the awesome benefits when you really invest in women? I think it is just a great experience for everyone.
That's awesome. And Mikel, I mean, can you kind of give us a rundown on this year's team? You know, you guys had a great season last year and a lot of people come back, 2-0 start. What are people gonna see on Friday when they come out to the Siegel Center?
You can definitely expect to see a team that plays some really gritty and strong defense. We play really well together. You'll see us move the ball, play together, and have fun out there. You can definitely tell that we enjoy playing the game together for and with one another. And that is what has made being a senior captain on this team just so enjoyable. We come in and we get after it, and I really enjoy working with these young women and seeing them improve every single day and pushing them in the places they don't want to be pushed, and they push me and challenge me every day, and it really has been a really cool and insightful experience so far.
That's awesome. Is it any extra reflection for you knowing this is, you know, your last go around here?
I think for me, it's just being in the moment and taking it all in, really valuing even the small things like warm-ups every day and when the start of the game and the tip and the first bucket and the first time we get a stop on defense and just really reveling in all those moments and taking note of who is there with me and who is there supporting me, and how that, like, we always talk about how we want to feel at the end of the season, and we want to feel good. We want to feel proud. Whether it's a win or a loss, we want to look back and remember how we felt in those moments. And really just taking that in, I think, has been a big part of what this senior year means to me.
That's awesome. We're chatting with Mike Gell-Perriman, VCU women's coach. Beth O'Boyle, ahead of the Support Her game. That's Friday night, Siegel Center, 7 o'clock. Tickets are available through VCU and a lot of other great places, some partnerships with local schools. Lots of great ways to get to the game and support the Rams. Coach, we saw your special announcement a few weeks ago. You're going to miss some time this season, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think in my coaching career, it was probably one of the most special moments that I've had, was sharing the news of being an expectant mom with our team. They were awesome. And, you know, I look at it that about to have a little girl, and she has, you know, 15 great role models and hopefully some great babysitters here too. Very, very excited, and, you know, really meant a lot to me to share it with this team.
That's awesome. What does that look like in the day to day? I would imagine you got assistants you trust to hand things off to when you need to.
Yeah, you know, we joke around a little bit more about, you know, some of the fun things that comes with being, you know, 6 months pregnant and being a little tired and swollen at times, and can I squat during games? Not quite as long as I usually do. But the team has been great. You know, I think, you know, like Michael said, I have three great captains with Mary, Grace, and Michael, and they have, you know, just been leading their whole careers here, but really have taken on a great role this year. And then I have a fantastic staff. I'm very fortunate of the way that our coaches, you know, really care about our players off the floor, but also are really invested in their games. And, you know, when I'm not there, I know it will be the same type of, you know, atmosphere and that they'll do a great job.
That's awesome. For Michael, I guess just, you know, you mentioned the captains, the chemistry, and you guys have been together through a lot at VCU, obviously. What's it mean to be in this moment where you're getting a lot of support, you know, and you know, you guys had a great season last year, and to kind of be able to finish on a high note, so to speak?
Yeah, it means so much to me. I think being able to see people come out and support my teammates the way that I support them has been so incredibly special. And we even talk about the generations that will come after us and the legacies we're leaving. I think little girls like Coach Obese will know to demand a certain level of support, a certain level of attendance at whatever they do. And I think it is so cool that I and my teammates, we all get to be a part of that. And the way that I cheer on my teammates and support them and love on them, everyone else is doing that. And I think that has been one of the most, like, that's been one of the best parts, seeing people see my teammates the way I see them.
That's awesome. And Michael, is it cool to have it early in the year, I guess, kind of hopefully set the tone for a great season at the Stew?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of a different feeling as well. I mean, last year was our last home game, and so there was a lot of emotion with that. And it's kind of crazy to think that one of the last games we had in Siegel last season was packed out. And so we'll be seeing that sooner, and so hopefully we'll be able to maintain that level of attention and support throughout the season.
That's awesome. And Coach, for the folks out there who are thinking about getting tickets, what would you tell them about kind of why they should come out on Friday and support her game against Temple?
Well, one, it's a really, really great game. Just watching the way that our players play and how connected they are and how much emotion and passion they play with. If you love basketball, you're going to love watching the game. And second of all, it's just a great way to come out and celebrate all of the incredible women in your life. Bring your daughters, celebrate your wives, your sisters, all of those great people that you work with. But it is a fun Friday night at the Stew, and it will be not only just a great atmosphere, but a great game of basketball.
That's awesome, and thank you for the time. VCU Women's Basketball Coach Beth O'Boyle, Michael Parham, joining us this morning on The Fan. Good luck Friday, and hopefully it's an awesome night.
Thank you, Michael.
All right,
thank you.
Care. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
First off, thank you to Michael Parham and Beth O'Boyle for dropping by to share about the support. Her VCU Women's Basketball game. Everybody, if you get a chance, make it out there to the Siegel Center tomorrow night. Should be a great time, certainly a great cause, hopefully a little momentum as they build the season. If you bring 9 friends with you, if you buy 10 tickets to the Support Her game, I am told they are just $5 each. Can't get anything for $5 these days. That means it's time for Crosstalk right now. Bring in our guy, AWOD Radio, Adam Epstein, 3 hours live and local, continuing the most Commanders talk in town leading up to our game tonight. Adam, good morning. What's up?
What's going on, Michael? Yeah, I am so fired up for the game tonight.
Big game. Deserves a big Crosstalk sounder. Let's do this thing.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, let's get this show on the road.
You know, I know, there's no such thing as fully healthy in the NFL when you get to week 10 and beyond. Am I crazy, though, for kind of liking the way this breaks with Brian Robinson coming back, didn't play on Sunday, and Jaden Daniels hasn't run in a couple weeks. Steelers held him in check. I think if there's still lingering effects from the rib injury, that's not great, but we're a few weeks past it. It sure feels like the two main offensive weapons are maybe in better spaces than they've been recently.
Yeah, I totally agree. But Michael, I just keep going back to last season, the 2023 games against the Philadelphia Eagles, in which Washington put up 31 points and lost 34-31 in overtime at the Link, and then of course followed that up with the terrible performance on Thursday night against the Bears, losing 40-20. Then later in the season, you lose October 29th to Philly, 38-31. So last year's offense was dreadful compared to this year. You know, so I love our chances with the improvements we've made to our roster. I don't think they've made as many improvements, not nearly as enough.
No, and you know, I had pegged them, as I think you did, neck and neck with Dallas at the start of the year. We saw how badly Dallas fell off. It's a night for Jalen Hurts to cement themselves at the top of the division. Saquon Barkley, of course, has been very good for the Eagles. They've got a lot on the line, too. That's what makes this fun in the big game environment. You mentioned the defense. You mentioned how they've struggled against the Eagles the last couple times, and that's certainly true. How much of a role does coaching play in this turnaround, and how much of it is Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, these other guys they've brought in?
I think coaching is so huge. I just think the issues last year were very much miscommunication. The issues this year are lack of talent, and that's a big difference. And it's something that you can't really just see watching one game. You got to see every game. You got to go back and watch the film to see. You know, last year there were so many explosive plays where guys were pointing fingers at each other. This year there's explosive plays where Benjamin St. Juice is right on this guy. He just makes a catch over him, right? Or Mike Sanderstow was right there, and the guy just breaks the tackle. So it does feel like lack of talent is the bigger issue for Washington's defense rather than the communication. And I think that's because they are buying in to what Joe Witt Jr. is preaching on the defensive end.
Maybe not the biggest of all factors, Adam. It'd be the first cold game they play tonight. It'll be chilly in Philly under the lights here tonight at Lincoln Financial Field. How much does that impact, you know, the way this works? This is a team that clearly was succeeding early in the season, and the passing game, those things become harder to do. You have to lean on the run game more, as you know, and the run stopping game. As things get colder, we get into these key games later in the season.
Yeah, you know, I don't love the cold weather. I love the way we played when it was hot out. Like, we played our best game in Arizona this season, putting up 42 points in that one. So I look, I think you got to pound the rock with Brian Robinson, but the X factor for the Commanders is Terry McLaurin. Scary Terry has been the Eagles' killer, and I'm hoping he can do that again.
He's been so good against these guys, and now he's finally got a real quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And yeah, you know, the Steelers got to Jaden last week, no question about that. They rattled him. There was, I think it was his most inaccurate game throwing as a pro. I'm inclined to write that off as a game against what I think is the league's best defense. I do think Jaden Daniels shines tonight. Primetime opportunity to do that. He's been so good in these big moments. Really looking forward to what he does tonight. But Adam, while I got you, you were at VCU last night, a different kind of win than they've had. Didn't get to 80 on the scoreboard, but certainly still a convincing win. Some nice things to take away. Why don't you give me maybe a couple of your takeaways looking at the box score here?
Yeah, number one, havoc over chaos. I think everybody made a big deal about their chaos 2-3 extended zone, but it was the Rams that forced 22 turnovers for Merrimack with their havoc. How good was Brandon Jennings defensively? He was a 10 out of 10. Four steals, four assists, 5 points. Didn't hit a shot from the field, but you couldn't tell with the way he played on the defensive side of the ball. So that's takeaway number one. Takeaway number two is the Rams bench, right? Remember last year, thanks to when Joe Bamisil came back, we started noticing a trend where VCU's bench was blown out the other team. Well, that was on full display last night. 14 bench points compared to just one for Merrimack. Look, Adam Bud Clark, their best player. Very good, very fast, very quick. Brandon Jennings kind of shut him out in that game, and it let the other guys work off the ball, and you had a really good shooting night from Philip Russell and Joe Bamisil. Last takeaway, Joe Bamisil is attacking the rack this season, and that's why you're seeing his shooting percentage so high, 8 of 11. He only attempted 3 shots because he was dunking on Merrimack all game long.
Oh, man, show me the spin dunk all day long. That was a piece of art right there. That was fantastic. Great plays, great takeaways, Adam. That's why you're Richmond's authority on VCU basketball, and you got 3 hours coming up here to share with the people. Tell us what's going on A1 Radio today.
Yeah, Michael, let me add one more thing about VCU, because I talked with Zach Joachim about this. I did think it was crucial. The Rams went on an 18-2 run before the end of the half there, and when they had that 21-point lead at half, you just felt like Merrimack lost all of their momentum. They tie the second half 25-25. Doesn't matter because of that run at the end of the first half to give them some distance there in that game. So that was huge. Of course, we'll be talking about the Washington Commanders game against the Philadelphia Eagles with our keys to victory. But before we do that, at 12:30, we'll go behind enemy lines with Chris McPherson from the Eagles social media team. That'll be at 12:30. Logan Paulson, Fred Smoot, a pair of former Commanders that know all about this rivalry, Washington against Philly.
I love Fred Smoot. I'll be listening to that for sure. And VCU good right before halftime. Commanders have been good right before halftime this year. They've been stealing points at the end of halves. We love to see good clock management. AWOD Radio up next, 3 hours live and local. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.